This is Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Hope Kerwin. The La Crosse City Council will soon consider a proposal to merge the city and county library systems. As the city library continues to face funding issues, some hope combining services with the county would ease a financial burden on city taxpayers and prevent a regional duplication of services. Joining us today to talk about the proposed merger are Tim Cabot, Mayor of the City of La Crosse, and Tara Johnson, Chair of the La Crosse County Board. And Mayor, we'll start with you. Your proposal for contracting library services through the county went before the city's Finance and Personnel Committee last week, and they voted to send it to the full City Council for consideration. You know, what's your response to that decision?
The committee is looking to refer it for a period of time so that they can engage with the county leadership to really just understand what are the next steps. The legislation itself, I thought, was pretty straightforward in that it asked for the county to enter into a discussion about possible library services. As it's done with the other communities in the county contracts, in essence, with Holman and Alaska and the others to do library services. And I was interested in doing something very similar to that. So the Finance and Personnel Committee decided that they wanted to wait until they could better understand what the county's proposal involved as far as the formation of this library commission.
And why now? Why, propose this merger of services now?
These regional issues are not new issues. And as a part of our work at trying to not only grow the city and make our neighborhoods attractive and to streamline and do more efficient services, these regional issues, especially in La Crosse, are very important. What we find, of course, is that our city provides the services for a much larger area. I think And we track this information, I think, like for our the libraries and our parks and trails, about a third of the users are not city residents. And it's even higher for services like the La Crosse Center and the parking utility, for example. I think about half of the users are not city residents. So for us, we look at ways that we can, again, be more efficient and effective, but then also to try to raise the issues about these regional services, because in my view, there should be a more equitable system for those who actually use the service to help pay for them. The library is part and parcel of that. That's one of those services that we have long studied, and this idea of having one system in the county is not a new one. And in fact, over the last just a couple of years, there's been, I think, four studies talking about the library services and just how do we do things more effectively. So this is not a new idea. It's something I think that is just, it's time for us to talk about it, see if there can be a resolution. And if there is, great. And if not, we can move on to another regional issue. So I think it's time to make some decisions and move forward.
And Tara, you know, what are your thoughts on this idea of, you know, combining services between the city and the county library systems? Is this kind of a simple decision to move forward, or, you know, are there more nuances?
I wish we had simple things to move forward on. In general, I think that La Crosse County has a long history, especially in recent years, of working very collaboratively with the city, with other municipalities. So I think we are very much in favor of having the conversation about whether or not libraries is one of those service areas that is regionally used and paid for through an imbalanced system that our community wants to do something about. So I think it's a great conversation to have. The mayor mentioned other services which are also kind of fall into the same category of the usage doesn't match how the service is paid for. So that was kind of my initial comment. There is a long list of these types of services that we could take on, I think, in a community conversation. So if libraries floats to the top or to the front of that line, I think it's great. The proposal that the county is considering right now is to approach the library issue through a commission or some kind of a community group to have that broader conversation rather than simply being talked about by staff at the county and the city. And I feel pretty confident that we can figure out a path forward if if libraries is what the Common Council wants to work on and the county board wants to work on, I think we can probably figure out that process for approaching the issue. We are receptive to it. We're happy to have the conversation. In my mind, there are a lot of unanswered questions, and they really, you know, some of them are specific to the library, but they really are about this broader context of regionalization or sharing services, merging, whatever that format takes on. In the case of the library specifically, I have to say, maybe the mayor knows this, but I don't even know how it came to be or when it happened that we created kind of this donut for funding of libraries. So the library has the county has a library tax, and the city of La Crosse carved itself out of that. So kind of in the middle of that library tax is this carve out or hole. City taxpayers pay their own for their own library system and do not pay a county library tax. And I don't know the history of that because it goes back before my time, but there was a reason for that, I'm sure, and there was a rationale for that. So in the case of libraries, I think that's a set of questions, for example, that would be really helpful to understand how we got to where we are in this imbalanced system of who uses services versus who pays for them. So in my mind, that's one of a series of questions that I think a commission or a task force or a work group of some kind that is community-wide, it would make sense to have that group look at those and a number of other questions related to the library.
And where are county library services provided right now?
They're in Bangor, Holman, West Salem, City of Onalaska, and Town of Campbell.
You're listening to Newsmakers on Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Hope Kerwin. Today we're talking about our proposal to merge the city and county library services in La Crosse. We're here with the La Crosse County Board Chair, Tara Johnson, and the City of La Crosse's Mayor, Tim Cabot. And Tara, we're talking about a commission that you've proposed be created between, county officials and city officials to consider this merger. And I believe the county board will be considering that in this month in their regular meetings, correct?
Yeah, and I guess I just would correct that it's really not just county board and common council folks. It really is, the intent is to have a number of community stakeholders participate in that commission, including the respective library boards, representatives from both of those boards, so that it is a broader community conversation. I think if it was just to be city and county officials, you wouldn't need the commission approach. So it's really just an alternative process proposal to move forward on the library discussion.
And why do you think it's important that this issue isn't just resolved between, administration from city and county? Why do you think that community conversation is really important?
For me, the reason that it's important that it be a broader community conversation is twofold. One is I think library services are really important to folks, and there is not a shortage of opinion about the value, the merit, the importance of library services. I'm guessing that the mayor has heard from a number of folks, as have I, in the past couple of weeks as these proposals have moved forward. I have probably 8 or 10 names of folks who have sent me emails or called to say, I want to be on the commission. So I think the importance of libraries is really coming to the forefront. I think the media has done a great job of covering the various library-related issues that have come up for the city in the past couple of years, and that's an indication of the public interest in libraries. So to me, the depth of the issue warrants a larger community conversation. The second thing for me also is that I think a commission is important because in my kind of view of the world and how things have the potential to move forward, not just on libraries, but on the longer list of, potential regionalized services that the mayor mentioned and that I mentioned. I think it's possible that if we get this process right on libraries, that it can become a template for other conversations. So if we can figure out a process that the community is invested in and willing to support and works for both of these units of government, in this case, the City of La Crosse and La Crosse County, and we can find a solution that works for all of us, hopefully that's a process then that we can replicate when we go to talk about the airport or roads or parks or planning or fire or police or bluff lands or, you know, that long list of issues. So for me, the broader community conversation through a commission or something like that really has the potential to be replicated. And I think that has long-term value for our community in addition to the good process that we would use to figure out what we want to do with the libraries.
And Mayor Cabot, you know, what are your thoughts on the idea of forming a commission to look at this issue that would include, you know, a broader input rather than, you know, city and county officials kind of discussing a contract as you've kind of proposed?
Well, I think the legislation that I put forward was open-ended enough to include really those types of processes. I did not have any specific details for how the discussion should occur. And so it's, you know, characterizing it as the staff or, you know, something like that really isn't correct, because it was purposefully left to just request to enter into an agreement. And as far as the details after that, that was really purposefully left open-ended so that we could bring in, whether it was library boards or citizens or others, to sort that out. It was purposefully done that way. So, as far as the formation of a commission, I don't have any real issues with that. I think, you know, process and listening to constituents is really the best way to come up with the solutions that are going to work. You know, my concern is that, again, we have had these discussions in the past, and, you know, this type of thing has been talked about before. I would like to see us move forward with action in mind. So I think even still, it's not quite clear what comes out of the commission. You know, is it a series of recommendations? Is it actual legislation? Is it, you know, a working model for how the libraries are going to move forward? I think that's the big question. In my mind, the way that the current system works seems to be working pretty well for those five communities that Chairwoman Johnson talked about, and it seems to me that La Crosse would be no different. So I think the example has already been set. Now, of course, there's our branch libraries are very critical, our archives, the local history is very important. And again, my proposal includes funds specifically to keep and to make sure that those operations stay viable, which I think up to this point has really been the only plan that folks have, or that's really been the only discussion. People have recognized that the branch libraries are important, but we haven't been able to come up with a solution yet. So I think, like it's done in Unalaska and West Salem, I think there's a couple other examples where the locals have sort of the standard county, you know, here's the operations and the level of service, and then Unalaska and West Salem, for example, provide some additional funds for a higher level of service. I would expect that would be the case in La Crosse.
And can you talk a little bit about how the city library system is funded currently?
Well, it's funded through a levy of city taxpayers. We do receive contributions. It's about $219,000 a year from those counties outside of La Crosse County. So folks in Vernon County and Monroe County and others who utilize those library services from our library, their counties do contribute a small amount of funding. And between the city and those other pots of money, there's some other funds that we receive from like the Winding Rivers system and some of those, but those of course are all dwindling. They're all becoming much and much less than they were. It really falls on the backs of city taxpayers. And again, in previous studies that we've done just in the last couple of years, we know that again, about a third of the users of the library don't live in the city of La Crosse. And it's because of the really, I would almost call them just sort of goofy way that the state statute sets up the levying that, you know, if you don't live in the city of La Crosse, even if you wanted to contribute, if you lived in La Crosse County, there's really no way to do that. So it does present a real challenging funding issue. But again, I think moving forward, I see that duplication of having these two systems that just, in my mind, it's a great opportunity to come up with one system to serve the whole county.
And can you describe in more detail the state law that prevents the city from, you know, from charging more for library services or other services to non-residents?
Well, I wish I could give you a lot of details. I think it really boils down to it's one of those foundational pieces of government in that libraries, even, you know, to the founding of our country, people wanted to have free libraries so that folks that weren't, you know, extremely rich or well off could still have access to information. And that's what the state statutes provides. It really does say that library boards are autonomous. And so the city funds the library, but all of the decisions, the staffing, the level of service, the programs, the hours, I mean, everything falls on the library board. And I think that's the way it should be, because the last place that you'd want politicians kind of meddling is in books and in the exchange of information and ideas. So I think that's the right way to go about it. But because we have both a city library and a county library in the same county, that creates the funding dilemma, because city residents, we don't pay for the county library. They have a levy. It's about 21 cents on a value of $100,000 property. That goes to the county's operations for libraries, and ours is about a little over a dollar, I believe. And so those things are kept separate. So even, again, if somebody in the town of Shelby, for example, or, you know, the city of Unalaska wanted to contribute, they really are, unless there would be some other way around it, they're really, it's not possible to do that.
That's Tim Cabot, mayor of the city of La Crosse, here with us today to talk about collaboration between La Crosse County and local municipalities in light of recent discussions about merging the city of La Crosse library system with the county. Also joining our conversation is Tara Johnson, chair of the La Crosse County Board. You're listening to Newsmakers on Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Hope Kerwin. And Tim, you said in the past that the library system, you know, is facing some serious budget deficits heading into 2017, the city library system. And last week, the city library board voted to cut $46,000 from their budget. Is that going to be enough to kind of help with some of the deficits that they are facing?
We have a great library in La Crosse, and we pay for it. And when you look at the per capita costs, for example, the La Crosse Public Library is far, far beyond any comparable library when you're looking at, you know, similar sized cities. I believe our per capita contribution in the city is about $83 a person for the city's funding. The La Crosse County, just as a real quick example, is in that range of about $25 per person. So you can see that there's a big discrepancy or a difference between how those are funded. And again, as I had said earlier, more and more of the responsibility falls on the city taxpayer and the levy funding versus grants or other contributions. And so my fear is that the way that it's been funded in the past and that expectation going forward is that we're just not going to be able to afford it. And that's with levy limits and everything else that you have that put a, that really put a limit on what a local government can do. We are to the point where, and you hate to get to that level, but you where there could be some drastic changes, right? So that happened, actually, the library board 3 years ago voted to cut to close the South Branch. The community heard loud and clear that our neighborhood efforts and our citizens did not find that acceptable. And I'm concerned because I think we're right back in that same type of dilemma where the funding, it just is not enough. And so in my mind, again, it gets back to this, there's duplication. We have two systems in one county. And there really has to be a way to get at sharing those services and doing a better job regionally versus the city versus county or whatever. And that's my biggest fear, because again, as you go forward and you start to look at what all the demands are, it becomes very clear that with levy limits and the fact that we really have no opportunities to generate other funds, that we're pretty limited. So I would like to come up with some longer lasting, more structural changes that would enable us to move forward and actually have set the library system up for success because of how critical it is to all of our neighborhood efforts.
And Tara, you've mentioned several different areas that the county and city might consider regionalizing different services. Do you feel like there is a problem with duplication between the city and county services right now?
I don't know that there's so much a problem. I think there's definitely opportunity to improve. And I think we have some great recent examples of how that collaboration and regionalization has worked. The Tourism Bureau is probably the most obvious recent example of that. And it was a long process and many conversations and lots of stakeholders involved. I think, the mayor is exactly right. The pressures from federal and state funding sources onto municipalities and counties is really untenable right now. And we all have to figure out smarter, better ways to do things. And I think that La Crosse County has shown an appetite to work on those issues. Another topic that is, I think, well on its way to being hammered out is the Bluffland Protection Plan that the LAPC, the La Crosse Area Planning Commission, has worked on the past year or so. So I think the appetite is there. I think the times are shifting. My recollection is the last time the library issue really came to the forefront was at the time the county library system was looking to hire a new director, the current director, and that's maybe, I'm going to guess, 13, 14, 15 years ago. And we hit the pause button at that point and asked, was that an opportune time to have a conversation about merging two library systems? There was not an appetite for it at that point in time. I sense the mayor's frustration, and I can understand it. I think he's exactly right. The public library is a great library system, and city taxpayers pay for it. The county library system is a good system. It's not nearly at the level of services that the public library system is. I would just also add that as we think about libraries and other services, we really need to go back to the local funding sources. So we know that the feds and the state are putting pressure on us by not bringing more money to the table. At the local level, those decisions get made every year as well. So the La Crosse County Board is responsible for levying the library tax to county library taxpayers. The Common Council is responsible for levying taxes for the city library system. The library boards provide the governance and the month-to-month operational policy-making kinds of work, but it's really our responsibility as local elected officials to set those budgets. And the budgets those decisions have been made over time, so the disparity between the, I think it was $83 and $25 per capita between the city and the county library systems are reflections of annual budget processes that local elected officials have been making decisions about over a long period of time, and that gap has continued to widen. So that complexity right there, just that issue, is another reason in my mind why we need to really step back and look at how did we get to where we are, what do we want, what does the whole community want for library services, and how do we, what would the reality be to try to address and shift or try to address those disparities and shift those funding sources? What does that actually mean for all taxpayers in La Crosse County? And again, I think that process, if we can get that right, has the potential to then help us have a similar conversation about roads or any other transportation mode, other services that I don't think there's disagreement that we should be looking at these issues. It's how we go about it and what service moves to the top of the list. I definitely can appreciate that for the city right now, libraries is a very pressing fiscal issue for them. The reality for us is libraries is not a pressing issue. That is not what's hurting our budget. It's the jail. It's the child protective services. It's, you know, all of the services that the county provides to vulnerable populations. That's where we feel the squeeze on the county budget. It's not on our library system right now. So we have to, part of the conversation is figuring out how do we agree on how to, you know, what issues get prioritized for that joint conversation or those joint conversations.
And do you have any ideas on how, you know, that conversation moves forward, on how you prioritize those things?
I think it's not my job and it's not the mayor's job. I mean, I really think it's the community. I think we have to do a better job of educating the community and helping everybody to understand, just as this show is trying to do, what is the difference in funding between, in this case, the library system or library systems. I think we have a responsibility to help people be more educated and informed and understand, wow, city taxpayers are paying $83 a person for really excellent library services. County taxpayers are paying $23, $25 per capita for good library services. But just even knowing that and having that be part of folks' understanding about why this is a challenging topic. It is not easy. My sense is that there is more of an appetite in our community now, just the mood of things, and I think the appreciation that resources from higher levels of government have been shrinking over time, and we have to figure out a smarter, better way to deliver services. But it's the funding, it's the, as the mayor mentioned earlier, the statutes, the laws. You can't, you know, we learned this in civics, double taxation is not okay, right? So you can't tax people twice for libraries or any other service for that matter. But it's the governance, it's the legal and the statutory considerations, it's the fiscal, it's the conversation about what is important. Do you want to have $83 a person level of services, or do you want $25 a level? I mean, it would be pretty easy to explain to people how those services vary. The mayor mentioned the archives. Our county library does not have an archive system. So is that important? So I think there's a lot of work to do to educate folks and to really invite the community to decide, is libraries at the top of the list? Is it something, you know, is there something more important? Roads is another one that eats us all alive, you know, counties and municipalities. How do we resolve that issue? Because the state has made it pretty clear that they're not going to fix that one. We're going to have to figure out a way around it. So I think community education and involvement is really the work that has to be done when we think about regionalization in general.
Mayor Cabot, what are your thoughts on, you know, how the county and the city go about deciding which issue gets the most attention, you know, first, I guess?
Well, I think it's there is no magic answer. It does come down, again, to the input from constituents and from the both respective boards at the city council and the county board. I think, you know, the experience that we've had just recently gives me a lot of optimism when it comes to working with our other local units of government. The County Tourism Bureau was mentioned earlier. We're having some very good conversations right now with the town of Shelby on a cooperative boundary agreement. So I do think that getting folks together and, you know, having these at times are very hard conversations, but that's the reality. I think getting people together and, you know, working our way through these challenges is the right approach.
Tara mentioned that there seems to be more of an appetite, a desire from the public to try to regionalize a lot of these services. You know, do you see that appetite growing, you know, and what do you think is driving it?
Well, I think a lot of it is common sense. I think people, you know, again, these are not new ideas. These things have been around as long as there's been, you know, local units of government. The folks that came before us had these very same conversation. So I don't think it's a new issue. I do think there are opportunities when you get leadership and certain points in time, and I know I feel that myself right now, is that you have momentum on some positive things and you want to be able to do as much as you can with the time that you have, realizing that that's a short amount of time in the grand scheme of things. So I don't think there is any magic answers to these. It involves being able to build relationships, to understand, and to, you know, really try to do what's best for the larger community. And, you know, folks pointed out to me on a fairly regular basis, whether you're talking about law enforcement or libraries or, you know, you can sort of pick an issue. At times it boggles the mind to think of all the different units of government that we have. And it is an opportunity where we can move forward in a way that makes the most sense. You still have to, you know, pay respect to history and culture and folks' community identities. I mean, those are all very challenging things, but we're seeing that as we work our way through the cooperative boundary talks with the town of Shelby. There are areas of common ground, and I think if you focus on those areas of common ground, even if it's not the whole pie, you're still going to get enough pieces there that's going to make a positive difference in the long run, and then hopefully you've set the stage for the next time when you have to have a challenging issue come up and try to resolve that between, you know, different units of government.
Tim Cabot, mayor of the city of La Crosse, is here with us today to talk about recent discussions about merging the city and county library systems in La Crosse. Also joining us is Tara Johnson, chair of the La Crosse County Board. Coming up, we'll continue our conversation on collaboration between La Crosse County and local municipalities. You're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Hope Kerwin. To hear audio archives of today's show, visit our website, wpr.org/newsmakers. You'll also find a link to more information on the proposed library merger. Our site also has archives of other past editions of Newsmakers, and if you'd like to share comments or make suggestions for future shows, you'll find links to our producers and staff. That and more at wpr.org/newsmakers. For updates on future shows, links to our archives, and more, like us on Facebook at WPR Newsmakers. From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, this is Newsmakers. I'm Hope Kerwin. Today we're talking about the possible merger of the La Crosse County and City Library Services. After several years of funding concerns, some in city government want to contract with the county for library services to reduce the burden on city taxpayers. But some county officials are cautious about what a library merger could mean for the two systems. Joining us in studio are Tara Johnson, chair of the La Crosse County Board, and Tim Cabot, mayor of the city of La Crosse. Mayor Cabot, do you have any estimates on, you know, what a possible contract with the county could save the city?
As was stated earlier, the contract arrangement in the other communities, those communities provide the facilities, they provide the utilities and the maintenance of those facilities, and the county provides the staffing. That would definitely be an issue where, and something that would have to be discussed and thought through. I think as I had stated earlier, the city is very interested in the operations of our branch libraries as well as the archives. So there would have to be some funding, some local La Crosse funding to help pay for the cost of those. But at least in my analysis, I think there is a cost of about $3.5 million somewhere in there. The total library operations is about close to $5 million. So I think there's that. That's in essence what I would see as the cost of any type of, whether you'd call it a transfer or a contract. I mean, again, some of those details we've got to work our way through. But the savings would be, there would be savings to city residents, city taxpayers. There would be some increase to those folks that live outside of the city. But I also think as a part of this transition, there are ways, and maybe there are some other things that can be done to offset a good portion of that. I think the notion of spreading out any kind of a change over a period of time, whether it was a couple of years, I think one of the challenges, of course, when we talked earlier about the levy limits, the state limits what we can do as local governments, but anytime you're taking on a new service, so for the county, if they're taking on a new service, and that would be, you know, the library system for the city, the state does allow adjustments to your levy to accommodate that, the same as what they would do then to the city to say, okay, you're no longer providing that service, so now your levy has to be reduced even further. So I think those trade-offs are, those are definitely an issue that would have to be thoroughly looked at. And there, I guess at this point, again, I'm willing to try to make that transition as painless as possible for everybody, because I do think there is this combination between the level of service that we currently have versus what the future might be, as well as then how do you pay for it. But I do think it represents a fundamental question, and that is the whole notion of who provides service, who uses those services, and then how are they paid for? How are they funded? And I think we have some things that are just, frankly, they're out of whack. I can't for the life of me understand how a service that is used by folks who don't contribute to their cost, that creates a burden. And I know that there's all kinds of examples of that. I think that's where, again, it gets back to these conversations that we have at the local level to really try to sit down and identify what those services are, prioritize them, and then kind of work our way through a way to make them more equitable makes a lot of sense.
You know, this possible merger in whatever form it looks like, it sounds like it's not going to be a quick fix.
Well, I think in my mind, even if a conversation takes a year, if you start it today, then your conversation can be done a year from today, right? But if you wait a year or two to have that conversation, then you've wasted time. So I purposefully put in the resolution that I introduced July 1 to have some sort of an agreement, thinking that, again, you know, today we're sitting in the early part of September. If you start conversations now, you still have 8 or 9 months to be able to come to an agreement on just what that system looks like. And then, again, whatever the transition plan is and how you sort through those things, because you do have actual people filling jobs. And that's one of the things that we have always avoided, is eliminating jobs and having layoffs. And so you look for opportunities through retirements and through other ways. When there's a position that becomes open, can be restructured and all that. So that's all part of the mix that has to be determined. But in my mind, let's get on with it. Let's start having these conversations so that we can keep moving forward in a productive way.
Are there short-term changes or issues that need to be addressed within the city library system to help in the meantime?
There are some things that have been suggested. Some of them have been implemented. Some of them have not been. And it gets back to the autonomy of the way that the libraries are run. And again, for the city government, we control the purse strings, but the actual operations is controlled by the library board and the library leadership. We have made, and I've made, a number of suggestions for things that I think could be done differently. Some of them, again, have been implemented, and some of them have not. So we continue the conversation to see, again, if we can come up with good solutions, both in the short term as well as the longer term.
And Chairwoman Johnson, you know, do you guys have any estimates on what, you know, kind of taking over the personnel costs of the city, you know, of this merger could mean for the county?
Well, I take the mayor at his word that at the $3.5 million is kind of ballpark estimate. We have not done a lot of digging into the library issue. As I said earlier, our library tax rate and the level of services is something that county taxpayers have been comfortable with. So this is not a front burner issue from a budget point of view for La Crosse County. And I think maybe if we look a little bit upstream of the conversation about merger or shared services or whatever the combining might be of the two library systems, really front and center in that conversation is this disparity in the cost of services. So it might be helpful. It might be important for the public library system, whether that's the board, their library board just spent 6 or 7 months on a strategic planning process. My sense of that work is that they decided to do all that they're doing now and some more, providing even more services. So if that's the direction of the La Crosse Public Library System, I don't know if that's going to require more money or not, but just looking at the difference in what it costs and what services are operated between the two library systems, in my mind, we can't just start by saying we're all together because there is such disparity. So whatever price tag there is, I think has to come from an even earlier set of discussions or answering of questions about what do we want library services to be. So the branches are in, archives are in. How much, I don't know if that's the difference between the $5 million and the $3.5 million, but even if you took those two things out, I think there would still be a significant difference in the cost per capita between the two library systems. And so I think that work has to be done. Figure out what kinds of library services do we want to have in the community, and can we arrive at a consensus about that level of service between the two systems? And I would also just go back to the notion, there are 18 municipalities in La Crosse County. I can never say that sentence without laughing, because it's just crazy to me. But that's what we have inherited, right? That's what the current community has inherited, is that there are villages and towns and two cities in the county of La Crosse. So 18 separate municipalities, each of whom has an annual budget, each of whom pays for, we all do roads, we all do, maintenance, we all do a lot of the same things. So when you think about what's at the top of everybody's list, all 18 municipalities' lists of what's ripe for conversation about regionalization, maybe libraries is at the top of the list. But that's part of the work I think that has to be done also, is to think about what do all 18 municipalities think is important to be talking about? Should we all be buying paper together? And is that a higher priority? Or, we do some of this anyway. We buy road salt, the county buys road salt, and municipalities buy from us. But there are a lot of services. And I think it's also important to understand that there are a lot of services that are also disproportionate in terms of how they get paid for and who uses them that the county operates. So the jail is the, best example that I can think of. County operates the jail. County taxpayers pay for the jail. At least 60%, if not higher, percent of the population in the jail are city residents. How do we figure that one out? So this is really the challenge of whether it's library or jail or roads or anything else, is figuring out what is the status quo, how is it currently being paid for, and what do we want as a community for jail services, for library services? Can we come up with some reasonable agreement on what we want, and then figure out what's the structure that best works to provide that level of service?
And, as Chairwoman Johnson has been saying, that this, the library merger could be used as a template for other, regionalized services. Mayor Cabot, I guess, how much are you looking for this merger to be that template, and how much do you feel like this is an issue that might need to be addressed sooner?
Well, I think whether it's a template or not, the next year or so will kind of lay out just whether it's successful or not. I do think the whole issue of stacking up the services and who pays for them and who uses them, I think, is a very fruitful conversation to have. We've started some of that. You know, about a year ago, we put together some analysis of a variety of different services that that were provided at the local level to one extent or another. And to build upon what Tara was saying about the county jail, I mean, there's two pieces to the sheriff in the county, right? They do provide sort of the corrections piece, which is the justice sanctions and corrections of the jail, but there's also the law enforcement piece as well. So there's sheriff's deputies that are out on patrol. And for one quick example, again, the city of La Crosse has about 37-38% of the property, the people, however you want to define that, you know, a little over a third. And when we looked at the actual calls for service and where the sheriff was responding, only about 17 or 18% was in the city of La Crosse. So what ends up happening is city residents subsidize that service for folks that live outside of the city to the tune of about $400,000, I think it was, when we looked at just the law enforcement piece alone. And there are models out there. So again, we have these issues. We know that there's a history, and yet there are models out there where folks have figured it out. Waukesha County is one of them, where the county contracts with some of the local units of government to provide those types of law enforcement services. Here in La Crosse, we don't do that. We have, and I think the county, if I remember the Wisconsin Taxpayer Alliance's study, the county levies the lowest per capita cost for law enforcement in the state. I think it's $41 a person for law enforcement, by far the lowest in the state. And because they can do that because we have a city of La Crosse Police Department, a city of Onalaska Police Department, a UW La Crosse Police Department, a town of Campbell Police Department, a town of Shelby Police Department, and that's just basically, you know, 4 or 5 miles from this studio. And they're the ones that are providing that service. So again, though, the bottom line is, from a city resident standpoint, we are subsidizing the other services. And I would love to, I think that would be a very interesting analysis to basically go through all of the services. And the county jail was referenced as far as having a predominance of city residents. I think all of those types of services, and let's stack them up and really see how we do that, because I think those are some of then the first steps of really looking at, do we want to provide some larger regional services or not, where we could do some mergers, we could do, you know, and the police chiefs hate it when I say this, but, you know, do we really need 10 police chiefs or whatever the number is in the county? Could we get by with one, right? And so I think that leads us to really, I think, a more productive discussion at some point in the future, and that's really where I'd like to get to.
And Tara, you know, you mentioned that, you know, La Crosse County has 18 municipalities. I mean, are we unique in that we're kind of experiencing this you know, lots of questions about how services are regionalized?
No, we are not unique at all. I'm looking at a map of the state of Wisconsin across from us here in the studio. There are 72 counties, and the 18 municipalities in La Crosse County is actually pretty average for those 72 counties. So Wisconsin is a small box government state. And we have been since 1848 when we were founded as a state. So, no, we are not unique, I think, in terms of having small box government. I do think we are unique in that we have a culture in our community where we do sit down and have conversations. The tourism, you know, merger is a great example of that. Even something as little as the fixing of Bliss Road, where, you know, Madary and Shelby and the city and the county came together and figured that out. I think that is where we are unique, and we do have an opportunity to figure this out. Just even the tangle of the whole law enforcement piece, you know, there's the jail piece, there's the law enforcement. I know within the past 18 months, Campbell Town elected officials sat down with the sheriff and looked at what it would mean for them to purely contract out with the La Crosse County Sheriff's Department and eliminate their police department, and they decided to not do it. So, it's consternating. it is frustrating. So it's how do we use examples that we have in our contemporary shared experience of coming together and having these conversations? How do we use those as examples for the next topic and bigger, larger conversations on other issues like libraries and law enforcement that we need to have?
We've been talking with La Crosse County Board Chair Tara Johnson and the City of La Crosse Mayor Tim Cabot about a proposal to merge the city and county library systems and what increased collaboration between local municipalities and county services could mean for the La Crosse area. And that's Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Hope Kerwin. The executive producer for Newsmakers is John Gatto, and our senior news editor and producer is John Davis. If you missed part of today's show, you can find the audio archives at wpr.org/newsmakers. You'll also find a link to more information on the proposed library merger. Our site also has archives of other past editions of Newsmakers, and if you'd like to share comments or make suggestions for future shows, you'll find links to our producers and staff. That and more at wpr.org/newsmakers.